You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Riot Girl with Bus Crush. You are on 95BFM. On the line we've got Lucy of Riot Girl, but also of brand new solo project Beatwix. Morena, how are you this morning, Lucy?
Yeah, I'm good, enjoying the lovely bright sunny morning in Wellington.
Oh, how nice. It's pretty nice and sunny up here too, but I have to say it has been raining on and off like a tap, so we'll enjoy it while it's here rather than rely on it, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, tell us a wee bit about Beatwix, because this is a really fun solo endeavour that you've been leaning into. Riot Girl absolutely killed it in the student radio network land last year, and then members of your crew have headed overseas, is that right?
Yeah, Gemma, our synth player, headed to Melbourne, so and I've also moved away from Te Pōti to Moneke, so we kind of all went on our separate paths a little bit, which meant we couldn't continue, unfortunately.
So a little Riot Girl hiatus. It means, you know, room for something new and exciting. Is that where Beatwix kind of came out for you?
Yeah, I think because I guess I'd been in a few bands at that point, having also been in Porpoise before Riot Girl, and I think, like, I'm originally a classical pianist, like, so my bass is around, like, piano-based instruments more, and I think I was just like kind of getting to a point where I felt more confident with songwriting, having like played the guitar for a bit, that I wanted to see if I could shift it somehow towards something I'm actually a bit more familiar with. So but I didn't want to just go to the piano, so I was like, oh, the synth kind of seems like a cool place to check that out and develop that more.
That feels like a nice sort of just thinking. I mean, I know this is a separate project, but it does feel like a nice step from some of the sounds you guys were experimenting with in Riot Girl into this kind of synthy land. There's a natural kind of through line there, maybe.
Yeah, because I think, well, because obviously we had Gemma as the bass like player, but on a synth. So we had some synth elements and also like some noisier stuff, which like the synth is also very good for making noise with. So yeah, it kind of just like, I guess it flowed into it that way, yeah.
Have you found it quite freeing playing around on a new instrument, kind of giving yourself a new license to try something out?
Yes, definitely. And I think especially because, well, actually what most of the songs have been written on, like, I mean, actually all of them have been mostly written on is a Nintendo DS, so...
I was about to ask what your true core instrument of this project is. So tell us, how do you actually write a song on a Nintendo DS? I was never a Nintendo kid, so it's kind of a wild world for me anyway.
Yeah, I actually wasn't either, but I went to the synth workshop at the art school that Michael Morley from the Dead Sea was running, and then he just gave me this Nintendo DS with it had a synth game on it, so it's called the Korg DS10. And he just lent it to me. And then when I used it, I was like, oh, this thing is actually way more powerful than I thought. So it's basically like a game that goes in the DS and it just turns your DS into a synth.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's so cool. And so that must have been a really fun... Well, I mean, what's the interface is just the DS, is that right?
Yeah.
That's so cool. So you really are just playing around to find the right sound without necessarily having the kind of textbook of the keys in front of you or anything.
There actually is a small keyboard in it, and it has it's kind of hard to play because you only can have the one note, but you can you can put the notes in. It has sequencer with squares where all of the beats are, and you just put it in. And it does look like an actual synth in there, but it's what I love about it, I think, is it does have limitations because it's only got it's a DS. It's not.
Yeah.
So it has some limitations, so I kind of had to be a bit creative about thinking how I was going to work with those, which I think pushed me to finish things more as well, because I didn't have so many options. It's no, these are my options, what can I do with this?
Sometimes that can be really the thing that unlocks a cool new idea. It's just giving yourself a wee bit of a wall to work with is not always a bad thing, actually.
Yeah. And it's really portable.
It is portable, and that's a really handy part of, I think, making something solo. You can kind of whip it out of your tote bag whenever you have an idea or something. But tell us about the music video, Lucy, because the visual world is also excellent and a little bit gross and very funny and fun. Slug Level Standards is the name of the song. So tell us a wee bit about where that came from and how it's kind of translated into the video.
The phrase slug level standards, it just randomly came to me one day as I was going to sleep. I have this other song, because I'm going to be releasing an album soon, and I have a song called Worms, and I was working on that, and I guess my mind was just on this vibe of bugs, and I guess around that time I was learning how to stand up for myself a little bit more in the friendships I had, but I was still kind of second guessing myself a lot. But obviously my subconscious was no, we're not putting up with this. We're not putting up with these level standards. And so it kind of became a silly sort of affirmation for that.
Hell yes. I love the kind of weird phrase that becomes your kind of mantra for getting through some strange shit.
Yes. Yeah. That's pretty much what happened. And then I think, and the song was one of the first that I made on the DS. I didn't really know much about making electronic music, so I was I'll make this thing. It sounds kind of spooky and silly. And then, so I put the two together. And I think with the music video, I just wanted it to be really grimy and a bit gross. And I have this digital camera, and I had this video that I filmed of a rat running. And I was I didn't have many plans for filming the music video. I was just my partner was helping me film it, and he was a bit late, so I kind of had to think a bit more. I wanted something to do in that time, so I looked through just random videos that I'd taken, and I was like, oh, I actually could use these.
Yeah.
So, and then I just went out and took more random videos of grimy things in nature.
Excellent. It sounds like a lot of things slotted into the right place for this project, Lucy. I'm excited to hear more from Beatworks. When is the rest of the EP coming out?
It's gonna come out on June 13th.
Fab. And have you got any plans to play live anytime soon?
I'm actually gonna come up on June 29th to play in Tamaki. So
excellent. Stick it in your calendar, everyone. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Lucy. We are going to play Slug Level Standards now. I really recommend people check out the video today. It is grimy and gross and fun. Thank you, Lucy, for speaking with us. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
slug level standards, made on a Nintendo DS, sounds so cool and weird and excellent. That is by Beatwix, which is the new project of Lucy from Riot Gull. You can grab that on Bandcamp now. Beat, B-E-E-T hyphen W-I-X. And it's got a fantastic, gross, cool, weird music video, which I highly recommend you check.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.